On a spring evening earlier this year, some residents of Fairbanks, Alaska, picked up a mysterious signal. It was followed by eerie music. It came from a remote Air Force research facility 200 miles away. The facility is used by scientists to study the very edge of the Earth's atmosphere, and over the years it's become the subject of countless internet conspiracies. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports both the research and the conspiracies may soon come to an end.
Well, it sure looks suspicious. A fenced-off military compound filled with nearly 200 weird-looking antennas, each several stories tall, in the middle of Nowheresville, Alaska? It's called HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
I was given an interview in HARP, and the reporter said, HARP is number 5 on the internet conspiracies, following the Kennedy assassination, which is number 4.
Dennis Papadopoulos is a physicist at the University of Maryland. He uses HARP for his research. He's heard all the conspiracies.
Using HARP, you can change the weather, you can do all kinds of things.
Just Google it, HARP with 2 A's. You'll see what it can do.
Disrupt human mental processes. Jam all global communications. Interfere with wildlife migration patterns.
Trigger earthquakes, spark tsunamis. The list goes on and on. But the real reason HARP exists is less exciting.
We are studying the region through which all the signals from satellites to your TV and GPS go through. And it's called the ionosphere.
The ionosphere is at the very top of Earth's atmosphere, the edge of space. It's filled with charged particles that respond to radio waves. HARP studies the ionosphere by beaming radio waves straight up into it.
It's like a radio station, but much more powerful.
HARP is even powerful enough to create an artificial aurora high in the sky. The research has the potential to improve satellite communications and navigation. And yes, the military has used it to study things they don't talk about.
On occasion, there have been secret experiments.
Secret experiments for mind control?
If we could do that, as I say, we'll patent it and we'll sell it to the Wall Street.
So much for that. And what about that unearthly music you heard at the beginning of the story? Actually, it's no mystery. It came from this guy.
Chris Fallon. I am a research assistant professor at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks.
Since HARP is basically a giant radio station, Fallon decided to try an experiment.
I was transmitting a musical performance that was composed by visiting musicians.
He was testing something known as the Luxembourg effect. Put down that tinfoil hat. It's legit. When radio signals at different frequencies bounce off the ionosphere, they can mix together. Fallon split the music.
So one half of the performance was transmitted on 3.25 megahertz. And the other half of the performance was broadcast on 4.25 megahertz.
The ionosphere blended the halves into a single song and reflected it back down to Fairbanks.
These two different musical performances were essentially mixed in space.
But Fallon's cosmic concerts and the other research is ending. The $300 million facility was originally built at the behest of a powerful former senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens. Stevens died in a plane crash in 2010, and now the Air Force says it doesn't want to pay to keep HARP open. So the facility is switching off today. Unless independent scientists can find a way to save it, it will soon be bulldozed. It will vanish without a trace. That should give the conspiracy theorists something to talk about. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.